Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus. What a wonderful Savior.
What a wonderful Savior.
Amen. All right. Well, that's the Coates family. Amen. From Fletcher, North Carolina. We appreciate them helping us on the broadcast today. And we're going to go to part three of the message at this time. We've been looking at this week, the sin problem. And I tell you, every single one of us that battle this flesh every single day, fight this thing called the sin problem. We're going to start in Romans chapter number 7 today. And this is part number three of the message. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today. Romans chapter number 7. I want to look at this for just a moment. Let's look at verse number 1 so that I don't take it out of context. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. Notice the question mark right there. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is, look at this word, loosed from the law of her husband. Loosed from the law means that she's free, that she's able to go and she's able to marry another. And there's a change in relationship. However, the law is still established. It's still there. I want you to notice tonight that in this aspect, whenever the husband dies, the law has no authority over the woman anymore. Her husband is dead, so therefore she's able to go out. She's able to marry another. Look at verse 3. While her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress. And though she be married to another man, now listen, verses 1 through 3 are pointing us to the thought that there is a principle that is taught in scriptures. That principle is speaking about a relationship and what the law of Moses has determined to be free or to be bound in sin's bondage. And we're seeing Paul showing us that there's an old relationship to the law and sin. But then there's a new relationship to Christ in life being illustrated by the fact, by the effect of death upon servitude and upon marriage. Look at what it did for marriage. Whenever somebody, when it comes to that of marriage, there's a relationship. There's promises that are made. I'll love you until death do us part. Amen. And once that takes place, you stood before God and God's law demands that you're to stay together. Amen. And all of those things, there's a commitment and a covenant that's made there, right? Now notice this. The law states that if that person, if one of those individuals dies, that person is free to marry another. So in other words, what I'm saying is that bondage of the law is no longer in effect. Y'all see that? When we was born in this world, amen, there, because of Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden, we were bound underneath that law. We were servants to that law. But amen, then all of a sudden, amen, when Christ died at Calvary, I died with him, amen, and you died with him. And so what took place is this: I got a brand new relationship because the old man died. I'm free from the old relationship. Oh, can I tell you tonight, you can't bring up who I used to be. You can't bring, hello, you can't bring up who I once was married to, amen. That relationship no longer exists. Amen, I'm walking with a new one now. I've got, amen, thank God, I've got a new relationship, amen. My relationship to him is more impactful than any relationship that I've ever had. He's made a difference in my life. What you guys and what I do is we're trying to live back and compare our life now to what it once was. What we need to do is just let that old relationship die and just walk in this new relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. In order to have victory over sin, we must reckon to what God's word says. Chapter 6, verse 11, likewise reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The word reckon means to think or to guess. You could say that it means to suppose. To reckon also means to put to one's account. It simply means to believe that what God says in his word is really true in your life. Reckoning is a matter of faith that responds in action. Can I tell you? I don't always feel like I'm saved. Can I tell you, I don't always feel like I'm forgiven. Can I tell you, I don't always, but I'm telling you, I'm not standing on what I believe, and I'm not standing upon what I feel tonight. I'm standing upon what God's word says, amen. It's almost like this. How many's ever wrote a check before? Amen. All right, you're trusting. You're writing a check, and you're trusting that what you're writing down is going to be in the bank to cover it. You're trusting that that amount is going to be covered by what you have in the bank. While you can't physically feel what you're giving over, all of those things, you're trusting what's there. That's in an electronic place, held in a safe somewhere, in a different location than where you're standing. And you're passing that check into the hands of someone. You're paying for a price. Can I tell you, friend, tonight, amen, that while I can't get to that vault, while I can't get to the bank, I know this. I know that he is there and he's good for it. And I can trust the fact that he's going to take care of me, amen. He's took care of me all these years. He's going to take care of me now, amen. Reckoning is a matter of faith that responds in action. Because he's covered my sins, because he's paid for my sins at Calvary, because, friend, he's promised me a home in eternity. Can I just reckon to you and say, I'm going to just try my best to live according to his word. And I tell you, you want to live in victory, friend, you just live in faith. Sometimes we got to shout on faith. Sometimes you say, preacher, I don't always feel like it. Praise God, shout on credit, amen. Just trust God, testify on credit, and just say, hey, he's been good. He's not going to fail me. Get so tired of hearing these
dried up and dead testimonies. The Old Testament, let me say this to you tonight. We're done, I promise you. I'm not going to cover the rest of it. We can go on all night. But can I tell you, I'm so tired of hearing people's dead, dry testimonies. It's horrible. Brings no glory to God. What took place here Sunday night? Listen, I told my son and I told my kids, I said, look, I'm going to tell you something. We all talk about what God did then 50 years ago, what God did 30 years ago, what God did in my childhood, what I've seen. Can I tell you, I ain't never seen nothing like that in all my life. Amen. My mama said in 47 years of Lawrence Rhodes preaching here at Hooper's Creek Baptist Church, never seen anything like that. And I tell you, that's because God's still on the throne, amen. In 2023, we can trust the same God, amen, that died for them. You can trust God by faith, amen, to know that my account is settled and I can live in victory. I can walk in victory. I can trust God. My sins are gone tonight. Even though that we battle our sin problem, I want you to know this before we close tonight. The old account's settled. And it's been settled long ago. Yeah. Oh, you say, where was it settled, preacher? It was settled at a place called Calvary. Hey, amen. It's settled in a place called Golgotha's Hill, the place of the skull. It is referring to the death, the place of death. It's not just the death of our Savior, but it was the death of our sin. Yes, amen. You say, what he's saying, preacher? What Christ did at Calvary, it was final, amen. Amen. What Jesus said, it is finished. You say, what are you saying he's doing? He's a dying for our sins, amen. Our past sins, amen. All the way back to Adam, amen. And all the way into eternity, our past sins are gone. Our present sins are gone. Our future sins are gone. And we can live in victory tonight. In the glorious hope and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. My heart is overjoyed tonight. To be honest with you, I'm going to be honest, I didn't want to preach on this tonight. I told Eddie I'd try to get them to preach, but I knew that I had to tonight. You're going to battle this old flesh every day. Friend, you're going to battle it every day. And the only way you're going to get through it is the man to fall in love with God's word. Know some things. Reckon some things. Just know this. What God's word said is the truth. The last one that I was going to give you tonight when it comes to having victory in the Christian life was yielding. There's a word in the text that's used there. That word of yielding. It's almost like a stop sign in a way. But then it's also a surrender point. Yielding is this, when you know what's wrong at the intersection, it's that you yield and you stop, but then you keep going. In other words, you don't quit. You yield to sin and let sin pass you, the opportunity pass you by. But you keep walking for God. You know what my problem's been, church? I'm going to be honest with you. My problem's been when sin passes me. Sometimes I get on that train. Sometimes I get in that car. Sometimes I just let whatever's going on in the day, I'm not strong enough at the intersection to say, not today. No, I ain't going that way today. And end up attaching myself with that sin and going that way. Can I tell you, you can yield tonight. To have victory in the Christian life, you can yield tonight to the things of God. Get on board with Jesus. Walk in newness of life. And stay faithful to God.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hooper's Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.